Rebuilding this area of East London was part of the 2012 Olympics plan from the very beginning, with an environmental cleanup, new housing, stores, and parks, as well as the sports facilities. The goal was to make this a prosperous, integral part of London in a way it had never been. So Olympics organizers created a legacy company to plan for the future from the very beginning. The company promises parkland, access to first-class sports facilities, thousands of jobs, and a more vibrant local economy. One of its senior officials is Peter Tudor.
This park's been invested in. It used to be almost wasteland. There were some factories here, there were some disused areas, there was a lot of junk that had been dumped here. But now it's a beautiful park, and it becomes a new park for the city.
Most of what is now the Olympic Park was either abandoned or occupied by factories and businesses. One of them was the Foreman and Sons fish smoking business run by Lance Foreman, who decided to build his new factory along with a restaurant, art gallery, and party venue just a few hundred meters from the old one, in the shadow of the new Olympic Stadium.
People come here now, people that lived in London all their lives, and they come to events or to our restaurant, they look out of the window and they say, "Oh my God, I didn't realize this part of London existed." And I think that when the Olympics happens, you're going to have 500,000 people here on our doorstep every day. They will love it, and they will want to come back.
But some local residents are not happy with the redevelopment that the Olympics brought, including Julian Chain, whose apartment building was torn down to make way for the park.
Well, I'm not saying it hasn't been a transformation. The question is whether it's a desirable transformation in what they've done now, or whether it was so bad in the first place. The kind of language which is used of an urban desert and a scar is simply not true.
Chain believes the Olympic facilities will not benefit the people who live nearby and says redevelopment was beginning to happen anyway. Much of the impact of the Olympics in East London will not be known for years, maybe decades. But Peter Tudor of the Legacy Company is eager to get started.
We've been planning for this for a very long time, and we can't wait to get our hands on the park and get to work. We can make a difference with these venues, and come back in a few years' time and we'll show you how we've done it.
With a string of broken promises in some past Olympic cities, many people will be doing just that. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.